Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to ATRT3 Leadership Call Number 9 on the 13th of May, 2019 at 1900 UTC. Attending the call today is Cheryl, Venda, Daniel, Pat, Sebastian, and Erica. From ICANN organization, Jennifer, Larissa, and Brenda. And apologies from Nagar. Today's call is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking for the record, and I'll turn the call over to the co-chairs, Cheryl and Pat. Thank you.
Thanks, Brenda. I'll kick off just because I can. Cheryl Langdonor for the transcript record. Pat and I are happy to join the leadership team today together to do a bit of pre-preparation for our upcoming plenary call, although we would note that we already made significant inroads into developing of the agenda for the 15th of May call in our last meeting and in our last leadership team meeting. So hopefully, Pat, this will be a nice and brief meeting today. I certainly have another call coming up at the top of the hour, so the shorter the better from my point of view, otherwise I'll have to be on two calls at once again. We'll call for our usual statements of interest. If there's been any updates to anyone's statements of interest, please let us know now and do update your SOI forms. I'm not seeing anyone wave frantically at me in the Zoom room to say they've been offered a new job, so there we go. In which case, let's move on to the agenda. Pretty basic leadership team agenda today. And if anyone has any other business, let us know now. We'll call again before the end of the meeting. Not seeing anybody and noting that, of course, Sebastian is driving. He'll be joining the full Zoom room in about 4 or 5 minutes or so. We'll make sure that we kick back on to any other business again later. So with that, Pat, looks like we're up to our final determination of the upcoming, which will be the second face-to-face meeting. We've had doodle polls to almost an extent unheard of, perhaps, in my view. Who's going to take that? Jennifer, are you going to let us know? Oh, and welcome, Lou. Glad to see so many of our leaders join again. So, Jennifer, are you going to officially catch us all up to date on the exciting and thrill-packed outcomes of face-to-face determination of the place and time? Over to you.
Thank you, Cheryl. Hi, everybody. This is Jennifer. So we added this piece to the agenda simply because there was some discussion on list, and we thought it would be useful just to have a short agenda item on it. So the as you will have seen to the list, based on the doodle poll and the survey and other discussions that took place, as well as the ATRT3 review team's draft work plan, the date that was agreed was the 7th to the 9th of October in Singapore. So obviously we appreciate that it's difficult for 100% turnout at these face-to-face meetings, if not impossible, although I would not like to use that word, but it's very, very difficult. So we appreciate that not everybody will be able to make it, but understanding that obviously it's difficult to get that 100% turnout. And again, we would just like to say from staff perspective, items that were considered, you know, in our discussions with the co-chairs were obviously the timeline for the for your work, and we, you know, obviously want to find the best time that works for the timing in terms of issuing the draft report, which at the moment is scheduled for the 21st of October, and so any meeting that happens after ICANN 66 in November would be pushing that date out there. So again, the agreed date was the 7th to 9th of October in Singapore. And with that, I have no other comments from our perspective, but I'm happy to answer any questions, and I'll hand it back over to Pat and Cheryl. Thanks.
Pat, did you want to follow through?
Well, so this is Pat. Thanks, Cheryl. So I guess on the face-to-face meeting, I know that there is a conflict that has a couple of people will be fully engaged with the ICANN student crisis, which is the same date, which is the same dates, but we really only had, you know, three windows where we had a significant number of people available to meet in person. The only thing that I wanted to go back and do, because I saw Osvaldo said he could not make those dates as well, but I wanted to go back and take a look at the spreadsheet to see if he had originally put those dates in as available or not, just to do a final check. But Jennifer, you're right. There's always going to be some conflicts, and we've got to do, I think, with the most we can get into one place to get work done. But if we're not doing work by that point in time, at least face to face, I think that we'll miss an opportunity to at least meet, you know, in part when we get to Montreal. So I think we keep pushing forward, even though I saw from both Martin and Wolfgang some concerns about that date in terms of not being able to even dial in.
Yeah, thanks, Pat. Jill here for the record. Yeah, we're certainly double checking with Osvaldo, as he wasn't on my mental list of those who weren't going to be available, but there we are, these things happen. But we were aware that this was not dates that would work for Martin and not dates that would work for Wolfgang. And obviously, student crisis has been running along for a very long time. But they were both able to make the last face-to-face meeting, and one trusts that their contributions won't be... Okay, so Jennifer's confirming that indeed Osvaldo wasn't going to be available. Again, you know, this is a matter of optimals, the October dates are the preferred dates. And the earlier in October seemed to have as good an opportunity as any for us to get on with the job. So with that, that's the dates we're confirming. We'll be hearing from constituency travel then shortly, I assume, Jennifer?
That's correct. We'll get the ticket in and everybody should get their welcome emails very soon. And we'll keep you posted if we have any news from travel. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. And I'd also note that there is a time zone difference between Europe and Singapore. And it may very well be that, albeit in a perhaps, dare I say, slightly later hour or earlier morn in the days of the people who are not available, with time zone differences, there may be a possibility of ringing in to at least one or two of the sessions, and obviously we'll make sure that that is something we can facilitate, and we will prioritise our agenda building to optimise that type of additional effort, even if it does mean people are up at 3:30 or 4 in the morning to make a 5 a.m. call. Please note the time I'm on this call every week in reference to that inconvenience. So with that, Pat, let's just tick that one off and move to agenda item 3 on work party leaders with any flagging of any issues, and particularly not because we're still relatively early on in our process of gathering material, if there's anything that that you are wanting to get or get done, or access to materials and information, that's the type of thing we particularly want to take care of in these calls. To respond to Vanda, and note Michael's joining us. Thanks, Michael. Means you and Erica are both here, which is terrific. Vanda, I'll get Jennifer to type into the chat who'll miss this second meeting. But it appears that we knew Martin was not available. But there you go, these things happen. And that Wolfgang was not available and the father was not available, then maybe another. I will get her to double check. So with that, let's first of all check. Let's go in reverse order, because even if Sebastian is getting home now, he's got to get the computer loaded up and you know, take a deep breath before he starts reporting. And I haven't seen Osvaldo join this call yet. correct me if I'm wrong. Sebastian is in the room, but we'll go in reverse order and give him another minute or four to catch up. So as we've got both Erica and Michael here, let's start off with communities. Communities, anything you need to update us about?
Hi, this is Michael Karaniklis for the record. Not a ton to update. As I started to mention last week, Erica, or as I think was raised on the last week's call, Erica was good enough to circulate an initial scope of work and the beginnings of a work plan around to folks. So that was sent around... I'm looking at the wrong email. That was sent around 5 days ago. I don't think there's been a lot of chatter and feedback into that thus far. But of course, you're welcome to review and comment. Please do take a look. We would love to hear your thoughts. But that's basically where we stand at the moment, and we hope to finalize shortly. Erica, did you have anything you wanted to add?
Hi, this is Erica. Thanks, Michael. Actually, I think that's about it for me too. So I will second what you said. If there's any feedback that anyone has on the doc that was circulated, feel free to chime in. Otherwise, I think we'll just be working on that for the next week or so.
Okay, Cheryl, for the record, thanks for that. And obviously, if there's anything Pat and I need to know about or anything that you might wish us to facilitate. The DAC, for example, group recently had a very productive small call of their work group. So that's the type of facilitation that we're more than happy to work with staff to get for you. So you let us know what you need, and we'll do our damnedest to make the magic happen. And that goes to all of the other groups as well. Okay, working backwards then, Daniel, and obviously I believe we've still got a standing apology from KC for today's meeting. She'll be surfacing shortly, but I know she's been working directly with Daniel. Daniel, over to you for reviews.
But speaking for the record, for my convenience, loud and clear. So far, we have started discussions on the mailing list regarding the respective reviews. Feedback has also been sent to staff, whereby respective information is also being populated on the required documentation that time and day. And in a way, I also probably would want to previous chair of the EPDP and the new chair of the EPDP on the current structure or flow of the EPDP. And so far, that's the brief progress of what is transpiring. I believe all of you have seen the respective emails and communications. That also shortly back to you, Sharon.
Thanks, Daniel. Sorry for me, choppy audio. It wasn't just me. Lewis was also noted. What I'll do is say to you, if there's anything that is specifically requiring our attention, other than we're continuing on, and that anything that won't be picked up, for example, or needs to be picked up and actioned before the more fulsome reporting on May 15, please do put it into the chat. And again, if you and KC want to let us know when you would like to have any calls or interactions between your group facilitated or between your group and others, for example, Brian Cute, remembering he'll be in our next agenda, but not just, you know, at your beck and call for your work party's activities. Then do let us know that so we can get that in the calendars as well. But yeah, I see you're saying it's the list work is what we're seeing at this stage. But if, for example, when we know you will want to speak with Brian, if we could get that in the diaries, and perhaps even something that could be facilitated between you and KC and Brian and whoever else is available during Marrakesh, that might be, for example, a slot of time that would be well worthy, albeit an informal interaction at the Marrakesh meeting that we could try and line up. So if I can put that back on you and KC to see what logistics you might want us to work on, that would be productive. Pat, have I missed anything on the logistics for those two groups before we move backwards now to the incredibly busy and productive GAC? Okay. All right, Vanda and Lou. Heavens alive, we just need to take a deep breath and catch up with you people. Whew, off you go.
Okay. Hi, Leo. Hi, everyone. Well, we had this call last Friday. I believe it was, good one to organize and let people to exchange more openly their views. We are missing too much Wolfgang. So I will write to him to see what if he has some problems with the Skype or something like that. So, but we have update our term of reference, and we'll put the final ideas with the last one from Jack to do so. From us to the staff, Martin has suggested that the next scorecards that we appreciate the work Jennifer has done, but we'd like to have the two letters agreement between GAC and the board to make it more, because it's complete. Amazon is in the middle of the process. It was great to understand the whole idea, but now we would like to that the staff pay attention and make the scorecards for us in the two letters TLDs that was completed in this interaction between GAC and I and the board of ICANN. So that's a only thing from our side. Thank you.
Thanks, Andrew. Lou, did you have anything you wanted to add? Because you were at that meeting, and I believe you are going to be attending the face-to-face meeting in Singapore. If I had that correct, you might want to just confirm that with Andrew as well.
No, yeah. For me, anytime, no problem. I can adjust, because it's, we don't have nothing for that date. So I can adjust my personal agenda and I can go. No problem at all.
Thank you. Thank you, Vanda. Lou, anything from you? There might be an audio issue. I'm sure you'll type in or just let us know if you've got something to say. Wanting to move on, so we're valuing everyone's time today as best we can. Sebastian, I don't believe I saw those joined, so it looks like it's just you to let us know what the if there are any issues at all with that we need to know about with the board group. Brenda, do we have Sebastian on audio?
Yes, no, I guess I am. I'm sorry.
There you go. We hear you now, go ahead.
Yeah, it's just my phone and middle of nowhere. I have really nothing to give you back. I got some family trouble, and I think my colleagues are not really working or even writing one word on the current document. Therefore, I will try to do my best in the next days to update the document and to try to set up a Skype call with the colleague of the group and to see how we can enhance our work. It will not be before the plenary session on Wednesday, but I will try to do that before the end of this week.
Okay, thanks, Sebastian. See how you go gathering together with Osvaldo and anyone else from that group so that there is an ability to let us know. Certainly by next week's leadership team call, so this time next week, if there's anything we need to do to assist or facilitate. Obviously, we also need to be primarily focusing on the terms of reference document at this stage, so we can shuffle the pieces around on the chessboard. But do look after yourself and get yourself back into a healthy state. That would be the most important activity. So with that, I'm going to have a much-needed sip of the hot coffee that's just been put in front of me. And Pat, can you run them through agenda and the rest of the rest of this lot of what we're doing for plenary? And I'll be more caffeinated when you do.
For sure, thank you. This is Pat. I think, as you stated earlier, we worked pretty hard on developing what the agenda looked like already. So essentially, we're going to go through and have Brian Cute give a presentation. I think we should expect about 30 minutes with questions on that. Hopefully, if we use David McCauley's presentation from last week as kind of a rule of thumb. And then if we go through the updates from the work parties, that should take about 30 minutes as well, and then close out with terms of reference and any remaining work plan. Because it'll be May 15th and we'll be about 3 weeks away from submitting the document in its form to the ICANN board for review. So has anybody got any questions or concerns with that agenda? Jennifer, I see that your hand is raised.
Thanks, Pat. It was actually raised in regards to the previous agenda item, which I'll just quickly talk to now. So I just wanted to reinforce the fact that obviously staff is available to help facilitate any requests that the work parties might have in terms of resources. We'd prefer that those requests come directly through MSSI. I know that a lot of the review team members have relationships with other ICANN staff members, but so that we can keep track and make sure that all the requests are transparent, if you could please make sure to that those requests come through MSSI, so myself and my colleagues. And I know as well, I just wanted to note that some of the review team members, the work parties, are still finalizing the requests that are in the documents. And so as soon as you have those requests finalized, at the moment I know some of them are still in draft form in terms of you haven't quite yet figured out exactly what you need from staff. As soon as you have an idea of what you need from us, even if it's a briefing that you might not need immediately but in the future, please let us know. And it's preferred that that's done on the email list or on a call, because it's difficult to keep track of all the requests in the Google documents since those are changing at all times, and obviously not everybody has access to the Skype groups as well in terms of observers. So just to reinforce two things. First, please, any resource requests that you need, please make sure that they come through MSSI. And secondly, if you can make sure that they're clearly stated in either email or one of these calls or the plenary calls, so that we can track them on the wiki on the resource request page. Thanks. Back to you, Pat.
Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you for that. So the one section of the terms of reference and work plan, I skipped over number four a little bit, I guess, to determine status in preparation for that. We do need to make certain, I don't think we've had a lot of modifications to those particular areas of the document. So we should have some a detailed discussion on that, or at least prepare for that on Wednesday, so that we can try to make some additional progress there, again, because we've only got 3 weeks left. So do you have any other questions, concerns, Larissa?
Thank you, Dad. I was actually typing something into the chat, but thanks for giving me a chance to just elaborate and emphasize Jennifer's point. I know that there's an enormous amount of information that we have delivered to you in different forms, briefings regarding ATRT2 implementations, a lot of different things. So we would be happy to provide any sort of context or just pulling information together, including pulling people together across ICANN that might be helpful to you to answer your questions, to help you refine your scope items, because we have, generally a pretty good handle, or we can get a hold of the right subject matter experts that can give you the context of what's happened since ATRT2 or in various other regards. So please do reach out to us, and we, the MSSI team, will continue to be available as a resource for you to do that, as well as we're coordinating with our colleagues across ICANN to make sure that we give you timely and complete information to help your work. Thank you.
This is Pat, so thank you, Larissa, for that. So for today's call, do we have any other business that we want to address or add?
Pat Cheryl here. The only other thing, and I don't want to take them away from the essential focus right now in the next week or so of the terms of reference and work plan documentation. So I really want to make sure that during our May 15th meeting, we reiterate to everybody that that's where the focus now has to be. And I guess the only other thing, Pat, from our perspective is to prevail upon the leadership team that we've got here to focus in that area and to get their teams to do exactly the same. Their work teams need to realise, which goal we're kicking and when, just at this point. And if that means, pulling back on some other activities while the TAR and WP gets done, then, so be it. After that, from a leadership team point of view, I would like to consider that we start penciling up some agenda, albeit fairly open plan agendaizing, I suspect, not only at this stage, but on the actual day for our day zero activity in Marrakesh, Pat. That might be something that at our next leadership team meeting we could start thinking about, assuming that the terms of reference and work plan will be more advanced by then. Have I missed anything, my friend?
No, I think you're spot on.
In which case, unless there's any other business, it looks like we've got 15 May sorted. It looks like there's important work that needs to happen immediately after that. Going back to last week's meeting, however, I would like to just make sure that everyone is aware that it's not just the leaders. You guys have got to actually, rally your work track leaders, your work party leaders, your work party members. Need to be rallied as well. So, I've heard from Pat and I've heard from a couple of you, I'm having an issue getting onto whoever. Let us know, and Pat and I can also do our best to ensure that all of your work party members, those who have identified themselves as being part of your team, are aware of the importance of making themselves available and contributing directly to your work. And if that means, Pat, that you and I need to convene a single purpose call for each of the work parties in the not too distant future, we will do so, won't we?
I think that's a great idea, Cheryl.
All right, so staff can note that as something that we'll just sort of pin in the corner of the paper at the moment and action if need be as something that we will be doing after the TRR and work plan documentation is ready and off to the Organisational Effectiveness Committee and Board. Then we will focus on ensuring that all of the work parties are being equitably productive or as productive as they can be, noting the differences in their specific job descriptions, the tasks they have, and what materials they may have available at the time. Pat, anything before we wrap up and I have even more of this delicious coffee?
I've got nothing else, Cheryl. Thank you very much.
Okay, I see Sebastian's hand up. Go ahead, Sebastian. And a question from Daniel.
Yes, thank you very much, Cheryl. I wanted to know where we are with the distribution of the document from the Ombuds as it was discussed at the last leadership call last week. Thank you.
Well, Sebastian, that is an action item that is still, we didn't go through action items from last week's call. Perhaps we'll make sure that we do that next time. That's an action item that is open for staff to follow up on the release of the document. I'm assuming it's pending. Can they type at me or confirm that it is an action item that is yet to be completed? Correct. There we are. Pending. So it's on their to-do list, Sebastian, and it's in their hands. So then, Jennifer, can we get you to run us through today's action items and decisions reached and perhaps let us know if there's any other open action items, which certainly there's none that I'm aware of, but I've been somewhat busy with matters of life and death lately, which this is not, of course. So if you can run us through that in the next couple of minutes, that'd be terrific. Oh, sorry, Daniel, the question was about Montreal. My apologies, Daniel. Please go ahead. And it would be wonderful if you could type it as well if your audio is choppy. Go ahead, Daniel. The pre-meeting at Montreal. Well, we've been told, I'll answer then. Sorry, I had to read back on the size of the chat thing. We've been told all along that it is easy and we are penciled in or planned or it's predicted that to run a day zero event is a not logistical problem. In other words, it's easy to do. So I can't imagine that Pat and I would not want to take advantage of a day zero. However, Pat and I are also very aware that Montreal has an awful lot of things going on, including day zero activities that may be competing. So my answer is you should assume that there will be until told otherwise, Daniel, okay? But I'm also unsure that any of the travel has been completed for us yet for Montreal because that would be a drop-dead date in early June, I think. I'll just ask Jennifer to put that on her to-do list to double check on that. I do know it's quite early for travel, but we will need to make sure that our people are organised for that as well. So just in case she thought she had enough to deal with travel for Singapore meeting, we now have to, I think, probably run the Montreal organisation of travellers at almost the same time. Okay, with that, I think I've covered everybody's any other business, and we're back to you, Jennifer.
Great, thanks very much, Cheryl. So the action items from today's meeting is simply team members to continue to work on the terms of reference and work plan within the work parties, and that will be the item of discussion after Brian's presentation on the Wednesday call, and then review team members to continue to source requests through MSSI officially, and then I can work to confirm the final dates for the pre-Montreal meeting, and we can also actually send a placeholder calendar invites if we haven't already. I can't remember, but anyway, we will do that just as a block in everybody's calendar. And with that, I have nothing else, but please do let me know if I missed something. Thank you.
Jennifer, that's fine from my point of view. Cheryl, for the record, I think that's terrific. And yes, getting blocks in our calendar is a terrific idea. I certainly would encourage us to do that. And we'll have to make sure that our list of travellers is going out at pretty much as early as possible as well. Because I don't want them to confuse, you know, what we're doing in October and what we'll be doing in the Montreal meeting. Noting that some people will think they're being asked to make an awful lot of travel decisions at the same time. excuse me. It's all about the early dates on CT for Montreal. So with that, Pat, I'm going to ask you to wrap this up, and I wanted to just say thank you so very much to everybody for the efficiencies that Pat and I are seeing, but make a plea that we really now need to make you all focus on the terms and reference and work plan, and we will continue to say that to you and work with you to make that magic happen in a timely fashion. Pat, all yours.
Well, thank you very much, and we'll see you all on Wednesday.
Okay.
Have a nice day, everybody.
Thanks, bye, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.